The Jason Rant Show.
Here to react, Seattle talk radio host Jason Rant.
And the rise of soft on crime laws and policies have made it worse.
Our man in the Pacific Northwest, Jason Rant, is on that.
And you keep on bringing these extraordinary stories from Seattle. It's amazing.
Long form.
Unfortunately, the rise in anti-Semitism continues. It's not subsiding. In fact, if anything, it's getting worse. It's getting worse on college campuses, and we're starting to see more and more and more of it in the meeting. The media has just decided that they're going to go after Israel. They started off, I thought, doing relatively well in the coverage. But as more and more and more progressives started to speak out, started to air their virulent anti-Semitism, you started to see the shift in the media. Joining me on the line to discuss is Rabbi Yaakov Menken. He is the managing director with the Coalition for Jewish Values. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sort of just stepping back and looking at this big picture, how much of the open anti-Semitism is truly shocking to you?
I would say that the cheering that came from American college campuses when Hamas openly committed a massacre where they beheaded babies and raped women, and all these supposed feminists jumped up to cheer and say, oh yeah, that's totally justifiable, and that's a response to Israel's bad behavior, you know, totally justifying rape. That shocked me, because that's not a civilized country. That's not a civilized America.
And it's noteworthy that we're talking primarily about college campuses, and the folks who go to the rallies outside of college campuses, they tend to be college-aged. We're talking about young people. We're talking about people under the age of 30. Why do you think it is that that generation is just so ignorant on the issues here?
The indoctrination kind of restarts. I think that anti-Semitism was pushed in the background by the Holocaust. It was so obvious, so disgraceful, so deplorable. Germans are embarrassed of their heritage. Today, to be called a Nazi is the worst epithet imaginable, and remains so. So for a long time, people knew if they saw anything that smelled like Nazi Germany, they would avoid it. Today, you have students at Harvard University surrounding a Jew yelling, shame, 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 because they've not seen the videos of that happening in 1933.
Do you think if they saw the videos of what's happening right now, the video that for the most part has not been widely made available, at least not in this country, of the Hamas atrocities, the truly graphic videos that I wish we wouldn't have to show, do you think if they saw that, they would change their tune? They're being told, and it seems like they just refuse to acknowledge that it's truth.
They, at this point, they insist that that was all made up. It doesn't matter. It's like, can you imagine claiming that the babies being beheaded was AI? That the multiple eyewitness accounts of babies being put into a burning oven precisely like the Nazis did, that was made up? We're talking about people who parachuted down onto a music festival to gun down as many people as they could, who went house to house in residential neighborhoods, even killing the family dog, much less all the members of the house, including the kids. They knew how many people to look for in each house. And in that environment, with that level of massacre, who in their right mind would go make up some additional allegation? And how could somebody believe that that was done? And the answer is only anti-Semitism. It makes people completely irrational.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, or the anti-Semitism is coming. The reason why they're just not accepting or not really caring about the video is that anti-Semitism, that you hate Jews so much that you're willing to dehumanize all of us to the point where if a child is being put in an oven, that you justify it because you don't even see them as humans. And that's precisely how Hamas sees Jews.
That's for sure true. But this whole false narrative throughout the United States, they're not civilians, they're settlers, they're occupiers. Jews moving back to Hebron, from which they were ethnically cleansed after a barbaric massacre in 1929. They are occupiers. That's scummy to begin with. The whole thing is reeks of slime. You were referring to the media earlier. Think about the accusation that Israel bombed that hospital, which turned out to be completely false, accused the victims. Mm-hmm. Everything, every detail about it was false. Why did somebody believe that in the first place? Have you ever heard of a First World Army bombing a hospital? First World Armies don't do that. And a military with Muslim Arab soldiers bombing a Muslim Arab hospital? Are you kidding me? It was completely irrational from the get-go. But everybody from the BBC to too many American outlets, especially the Associated Press, the New York Times, they were totally ready to leap on board with this absolutely ridiculous accusation. You knew it was stupidity from the get-go. But they were willing to do it anyway because the perpetrators, the accused perpetrators, were Jews.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken is joining me on the line from the Coalition for Jewish Values. Obviously, we're all concerned as American Jews what's happening on our campuses. I warn people that the views that these folks have for Jews in Israel is no different than they have for Jews here in Seattle and anywhere else in the United States. They loathe us just as much. They're not able to compartmentalize. They're like, I just don't like Israeli Jews. That's just not how they think.
It was all a myth from the get-go. This whole idea that it had to do with politics, an occupation. Israel, please. Arabs massacred, again, Hebron, 1929. That was about an occupation? Please. They make up stories left, right, and center. Tel Aviv was built on ethnic cleansing and genocide. Yeah, uh-huh. They have photos from the founding of Tel Aviv. It's seven Jews standing on a sand dune.
Yeah. The idea that the land is stolen is also just ludicrous. And none of the folks who are out there chanting from the river to the sea have any clue what it is they're talking about. There's no ancestral claim that Arabs can make to this particular land, and there was never a Palestinian state. So this idea that it's just stolen land, it's just historically it's ignorant.
It's actually a stolen name.
Yeah.
Palestine is nothing more or less than a European colonialist moniker from the Greco-Roman era to detach the Jews from Judea. That's why it was created. That's what the name Palestine has always meant, and it just remains that way. How many Arabs were in Palestine when the Palestinian Talmud was written? Zero.
Yeah.
How many, you know, up until the modern era, any only people that they called Palestinians were Jews. Palestine, Palestinian goods was a thing the Arab armies, the Arab states boycotted in 1945. They got it from the Nazis, of course.
Yeah, the whole concept of Palestinians, that was a political construct from the 60s. There was never really...
Because up until 1948, Palestinian meant Jews. The Palestine yep. Post is today's Jerusalem Post. The Palestinian soccer team spoke Hebrew. Miss Palestine spoke Yiddish. I mean, it is absolutely... Just take that name, which the Jews discarded. They discarded the colonialist name. The Arabs pick it up and claim it's theirs and claim they always had it. It's just a historical revisionism at its finest.
Yeah, and as far back as you go, it's Arab is how people were described. It was never just the Palestinians, at least when you go back far enough. So this idea—
But they want to tell a whole set of lies. Yeah. This idea that Arabs were persecuted because they're colored is absolute nonsense. Much of that region of the world is under Arab control because of jihad. Usually when it came to bigotry, mm-hmm. they were on the giving side. And obviously, Palestine, quote-unquote, is an example of that. So is the entire northern coast of Africa. But Black Lives Matter is cheering for the people who occupied northern Africa.
Yep.
You know, Black Lives Matter is purely anti-Semitic. I mean, we have a campaign now going. Your listeners may want to see, if they go on Twitter or other social media, look up CJ Values. We have a reel running right now about mm-hmm. major corporate support for Black Lives Matter and say, is this really what you lined up to support? A group that supports massacres and supports genocide of Jews?
I wonder if, in addition to, or maybe even instead of, trying to get them to dismiss Black Lives Matter, because they're not. I think if they do, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't, because obviously they did zero research into BLM. People who followed BLM knew their views on Israel because they never hit them. But this was always a virtue signal. And if they just go ahead and drop them, that indicates they did no research. If they don't drop them, it means that they were never really interested in anything more than virtue signaling. Should it more be now to ask them to support Israel instead and show some sort of decency?
Well, it doesn't take a whole lot of public statements to stop giving money. I would like to see, at least, they should stop giving money. I mean, the BLM leaders, they went and enriched themselves. Mm-hmm. They did not actually do what the black community would prefer that they do. Like, there was 80% opposition in the black community to defunding the police for the obvious reasons. And yet they went ahead, and this is so the Black Lives Matter was never about serving the black community. It was never about benefiting any form of race relations. It was always about anti-Semitism and destroying society. So I would like to see them, you know, devote mm-hmm. their money to better causes. That does include backing Israel and backing a besieged Jewish community. Right now, because of the environment that their money helped create, we've got a situation where even the average Jewish day school needs to be surrounded by a gate with an armed guard. That costs money. They should be giving money to that.
100%. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I would love to be pleasantly surprised. Is it too far gone for younger generations? Do you think that the young adults right now who are chanting "Long live the Intifada" or "We don't want two-state, we want 1948"? Is it too far gone for them? Can they ever be reformed?
I think that we're definitely at an inflection point in society. You have seen what these people do. There's now like 14 high-end law firms telling the major universities, either you get this anti-Semitism under control or we're not going to take your graduates. We have Congress yesterday, an amazing bipartisan condemnation. Jewish congressmen from the Democratic Party crossing the aisle to vote with their Republican colleagues on supporting aid for Israel that would be able to be funded by not giving that money to IRS agents to go after ordinary citizens. Imagine that, you know, helping the defense of civilization and not going after civilized people just wanting to live their lives.
Slow down, Rabbi. We can't allow that, not with the Democrat in power. We've been talking with Rabbi Yaakov Menken. He's with Coalition for Jewish Values. You can follow them on Twitter, or excuse me, on X under CJ Values, or go to their website, coalitionforjewishvalues.org. Rabbi, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.